Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Delilah, Treacherous Beauty, a Dangerous Beauty novel by Angela Hunt. Narrated by Sonila Nankani and Jonathan Todd Ross. A quote from Henry VIII by William Shakespeare. Heat not a furnace for your foe so hot that it do singe yourself.
Chapter 1. Delilah. Circa 1200 BC. No woman sets out to be wicked. I'm not sure I can say the same thing about men. At present, only two men are my daily companions. Adonai, a kind Philistine businessman my mother married 3 months ago, and his son, Achish, whom I distrusted immediately. Adonai displayed nothing but compassion and thoughtfulness as he moved mother and me from our home in Egypt to his spacious villa in Gaza. Achish, however, has never uttered a kind word in my hearing. One particular day began like any other. I slept the morning away and woke as the sun reached its pinnacle. Zara, my handmaid, brought a tray of bread and fruit to break my fast. As I nibbled on a melon slice, she reminded me that I was to accompany my stepbrother and stepfather to a banquet that evening. "I'll be back later to help you dress," she said, giving me a shy smile. "One does not visit the ruler of Gaza in everyday clothing." I thanked her, then picked up another melon slice and closed my eyes as the sweet juice ran over my tongue. Fruits like this always reminded me of Egypt. Even when we struggled to feed ourselves, Mama had managed to find fruit for our table. I broke the small loaf on my tray, then felt the pressure of an intruder's gaze. I lifted my head and saw Achish, my stepbrother, lounging in my doorway. Some girls might have considered him handsome, but beneath the curled hair and smooth skin, his eyes brimmed with an unattractive resentment. "What do you want?" I asked, not bothering to disguise my irritation. Achish and I had agreed to despise each other almost as quickly as our parents decided to marry. "If you want food, I'm sure your servant will get something for you." His upper lip twisted. "I'm not interested in food." I knew he wanted to engage me in some sort of argument, but I refused to take the bait. "Run along, then. I have nothing for you." Anyone else would have scowled, but Achish gave me an oily smile and moved away. I lowered my head to breathe deeply and calm my agitated heartbeat. Achish was a near constant annoyance. Adonai had promised that we would be equals in the household, but Achish made little effort to hide his dissatisfaction with the current domestic arrangement. Mother kept saying that he would accept us in time, but she still viewed the world through the rosy haze of love. In 6 months, or 12, I did not think she would be so tolerant of Achish's rude behavior. I finished my breakfast, then closed the drape over my door and moved to the washstand. I washed my face and rinsed my mouth and slipped into a clean tunic Zara had hung on a peg. The Egyptian garment was simple, straight, and the color of washed sand, completely unlike the varicolored skirts worn by Philistine women. I found my mother sewing in the sunny room that looked out onto a busy Gaza street. Wide windows at the north and south allowed the breeze to pass through, so it was the most pleasant room in the house. I bent to kiss my mother's cheek and then sat next to her. Achish, who had arrived before me, sat in the opposite corner, wearing a colorful tunic and a bored expression. Since he obviously found our presence distasteful, I wondered why he didn't go out and visit one of his youthful cronies. "About time you got up," Mama said, a note of reproof in her voice. "Don't forget."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?